Aircheckdownloads.com.
From Birmingham to the Black Country on 96.4 FM, this is BRMB.
The top stories at 8. Those are the top stories. I'm David Brown.
I think the most interesting aspect of all of that is that the editor of Holiday Witch is called Mr. Tolliday.
Tolliday. Oh, I love it. He writes.
He's known the business. Holiday Tolliday.
Exactly.
Incredible.
That's great.
Do you think he changed his name, you know, after he got the job? Or do you think, tell you what, the name like that, it's a shoe-in, as they say.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's a shame because
he would have changed it before the job application.
He just beat the bloke for the job. He just beat the bloke whose name was Paycation. But it was close. Can I also just make one suggestion that our radio station management get some training quickly in the local health service? Then every day they could tell us that this was a really great show, even when it wasn't.
At last, the vampire.
Win £1,000. £1,000. On 96.4 FM. BRMB. Thank you.
No, thank you.
96.4 FM, BRMB.
Great effort there.
I insist. Thank you.
Is that me?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, then.
Okay. Weather-wise today, early mist of fog clearing, sunny intervals this morning, showers later on this afternoon, all going to go horribly wrong and pear-shaped, basically. Top temperature 18 Celsius, and at the moment, it's probably doing about 12-ish. And that's it, really. Not more to tell you in the old
thank
department.
You.
Okay, absolute pleasure.
Let's rock in the morning. 96.4 FM,
BRMB. How do they tell people who haven't got cancer that they have and those who have that they haven't or whatever?
Who knows?
But apart from that, doing a great job. 6 minutes past eight the time. Don't worry, we'll all go hysterical together. And today, no one's mentioned this either. We'll let this slip by. Sometime during the day, we'll get the results for the presentation of the Best Motorway Cuppa Award.
Oh, yes.
Best Motorway Cuppa. It's going to be presented at the winning service station. So I presume the winner's already been organised, and it'll be a service station within easy reach of the judges, I should imagine. Anyway, yeah, as long as there's no confusion about the result. So there we are, Best Motorway Cuppa. Gosh, there's a competition for everything now, isn't there?
I know.
And whatever it is, we haven't won it. Is this a Sony Award winner, do you think, Sarah? If you edit out all the bad bits.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it illegal to send that tiny short tape to the post? I don't know. Anyway, I tell you what, let's lighten things up. No, let's settle back now. Settle back. Gather round Michael Jackson.
Another day is gone.
Especially you children.
Come on. I'm still all alone.
Oh, Michael, you're not alone. You're the love of all the world's children. It's 11 minutes past eight. If that doesn't wear you out, nothing will. 11 minutes past eight on a Tuesday, 12th of September. That's incredible. 12th of September's seriously autumnal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean? And it is autumn, isn't it? It's a lovely time for seeing the changing of the colours, isn't it? Hey? And
oh,
if you
yeah,
want to... Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah, it is. Yeah, so yeah. Why don't you ask your boss for a big pay rise and then watch him turn pink, red, purple. Okay, it's what are we talking about today? It's the Queen ripping us off, and she's in her counting house at this moment, counting out her money, so we can't actually get her on the line. But we're also looking forward to the Best Motorway Cuppa Award. See which service station serves the best motorway cuppa. I don't think do you ever stop at services very often, motorway services?
I'm not an expert.
It's not the kind of place you hang about.
No, I find other places.
Not top of your list,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We got Paul on the line. Paul.
Hi there.
Hello. Yeah.
The service station from between Birmingham and Manchester wouldn't win any awards.
Why?
Well, I stopped at the one south of Manchester.
Yeah.
The tea was all right, but I had to take the cup back and complain.
Why?
Well, there was lipstick on it.
Really?
It wasn't my shade. I think that's Steve McDonald before.
Probably.
It.
Yeah. Let's see who's on the other line.
Oh, Mr. Ross, the grovel. Speaking of Reg Grobble.
Yeah, Reg.
Mr. Ross, I'm ringing about this Consumers Association report on Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Mr. Ross, people don't need to go to London, you know. We have the grovel experience here in the Midlands.
Of course you do, yeah.
Yes, you can come to Aston Safari Park. You see, see the royal family, where you can see real hyenas and prairie dogs. We've got the staterooms at Grobble Towers.
Oh, I didn't know. You've got the staterooms.
Indeed, and we've got Madame Grobble's Waxworks.
Yes, of course.
They're just as lifelike as the real thing.
Yeah.
And they move, Mr. Ross. We've got Prince Philip shouting at foreigners.
Yes.
We've got Princess Di playing rugby.
Yeah.
We've got the Queen Mum with a fishbone. And we've got the Queen. Well, she's just queening. Now, of course, it does cost slightly more, Mr. Ross.
Is Paul still on the other line? No, he's not.
£100 for a family.
£100 a family?
Yes, and it's extra.
That's
for
to
children.
Get in. Yeah,
extra for children.
How much is to get out, by the way? You haven't thought of that one, had you, Ross?
Depends how much you've got in your pocket, doesn't it? Anyway, Mr. Ross, I'm on my way now with a ticket for today.
What, a family ticket? Like a group? Do we want a group ticket? We don't really want a group ticket. No, we don't really.
It's a nice little radio station you got there, Mr. Ross.
I suppose we could spend.
I wouldn't like to see it.
Yeah, okay. Let's just have a coach trip Madumba.
Yeah, I know, I think you're right.
You don't enjoy the day with your arm twisted up your back.
Yeah,
that would be best to go voluntarily. Well, yes, that's Jimmy Somerville. He might know all about it as well. He's peculiar, isn't he? Well, not in comparison to a lavatory brush. No, but he has got
he's
that
kind
look,
of
hasn't he?
He's odd looking, but he's talented.
I'm sure he's a nice little lady.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Well, he's little for a start. That's he's well on the way, isn't he?
But you and I can't talk, can we, really?
No, exactly. But we appear to be.
So
I can hear us now. 818 BRMB. All right, then. Oh, dear. Oh, bring back the 11 plus, that's what I say. I took the 11 plus. You took the 11 plus.
No,
did it gone by the time you
gone,
came around?
Disappeared. It had been blown away.
That would explain a lot, wouldn't it? Did you take the 11 plus?
It had gone, but I took it anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there
Chester.
You go.
Yeah. Oh, please let me take the 11 plus and all sorts of other horrible things as well. Chester King Edward's gel.
I know.
Oh, please. I know those Panama hats are horrible, but I must have. Did you have a Panama hat, by the way?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Only for pleasure.
Oh, my word. What exactly do you do with it? I don't know.
Don't ask.
Okay, well, it's 880. Are they called Panama hats for the same reason that Bermuda shorts are Bermuda shorts? And is that why you never see anyone wearing Bermuda shorts and a Panama hat? Because, of course, they're thousands of miles apart, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really? Jimmy Francis is the fly guy. Jim?
I don't know what I buy. What are you lot on? You know what I'm saying? Wore a few Bermuda shorts on my head, though, then.
Oh, yes. There you are.
Party trick.
Oh, yeah. Party.
We're just above the M40, M42, and the BRMB flying guy with the Carphone Warehouse, the UK's largest independent mobile phone retailer.
Finally, if you do spot anything else, give us a call on the travel line here at BRMB. The number's Birmingham 359 5643. That's news and cues so far this morning, the time at 20 past 8.
Aircheckdownloads.com.